starving. I was in a situation now. I have a Greek in my school, second year. The mail is coming from Washington. So I asked if the mail would come to leave right after starving night. They finished their high school. And end at 12. So I asked the mail to come up to leave immediately after davening, walk up an hour and be there by 1. And we just finished davening after 1. Perfect! So the mail said back to the Baal Shem Tov, do me a favor, I want to eat with my family. Yeah, I want to eat with my family. I can't blame them, they're also mentioned. The mail is coming from Washington. So I asked if the mail to come to leave right after davening night. They finished their high school. And end at 12. So I asked the mail to come up to leave immediately after davening, walk up an hour and be there by 1. And we just finished davening after 1. Perfect! So the mail said back to the Baal Shem Tov, do me a favor, I want to eat with my family. Yeah, I want to be my family. I can't blame him. He's an old mention. You know, he's not, he doesn't agree because of everything else with mail. And he says, I'll come afterwards. So it was a whole discussion what to do. Because the school they were there, well, blah, blah, blah. But the way it stands now, I think, they recently called him to whatever, they got 15 to 12, and he has to eat, and he has to walk up. So I guess that's 2:30, or somebody wants to call the risk of 2:30, and then he's food after. Who's going to eat there? He's going to wait around from 2:45 to eat. So I said, I'm going to do it. I won't starve. I don't know, I could have the next kiddush, like I do in a regular cake, it's a diet to take. Or a big desire to chest, whatever it may be. And then, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's because I need people to wait around. Once you eat a whole meal, come back and eat another meal. Yeah, in America, do that too. In America, they can have a whole meal at home with fish, with chicken, with chicken, and then come back and have another meal an hour later. No problem. Crazy? Crazy? I can do it. Yeah, no problem. He was gone. That's Kevin Boyle. There's no Boyle. You do this. Yeah, no Boyle. Yeah. We schedule it early. That's all. No problem. Our bulletin says, Kiev Rashani starts 7:30. Kiev Shova, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock means when I try to start speaking 10 o'clock. They can be there for the rabbi's judge. Now, ordinarily, the grid I don't speak. Period. Because I want to emphasize. That's the reason I do the mission. I don't like when I have this grid with the scroll. That's one reason I'm upset about the stage. Because if I was sitting and calling me up, I said, you know, try to make the grid as early as possible. The reason I do the mission, stay by with me. That's what the board, the marker for it. I can't change anything around. I can't do any of that mission. But at least have it right after davening. So if had it been a davening, had it been, I would have spoken anyway. Because Rosh Hashanah, I can't see my father's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is too important. But a plain Shabbos, when there's a priest, I don't speak at all. I speak with the students. Those are there. They won't hear me one week, big deal. They'll survive. But it's to emphasize, I should be the reason I deal with the mission. It's a very important result. Reason. More from any of us. Yeah. Exactly when are you going to be judged about that? You want to know. When is crunch time? Why do you have to know? Because you have to know. I mean, so you want to know when you should really be on your best behavior. So we say, hold on, slow. The first is Machlokas and Poskim. You say the Shana Tovah Tikvate, or the Shana Tovah Tikvate, the Shana Tovah Tikvate. What's the Shiloh? He says to tomorrow, Sadiq and Gemurim, the Stavim and the Stavim, the Alpha of Chai. I'm supposed to do my, from my friend as a Shadid Gomer, and say the Shana Tovah Tikvate, the Shana Tovah Tikvate. Yeah, but the problem is that there was some Rishonim who maintained that that Gemur is going on Alam Habit the Ginyanim. But as far as Alam Habit the Ginyanim, it's the Tzitzit to everybody. The Tzitzit is on Rosh Hashanah, and the theme is Yom Kippur. Also, there's over going, so you're supposed to be able to start over the concept, but that's all. That's it. Everybody's over the concept in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone has Hasima on Yom Kippur, so you're not allowed to. There's two halachas in Rosh Hashanah. One is what can happen to you in this world. You'll be rich, you'll be poor, you'll be healthy, you're probably going to be sick, you'll get married, you'll stay single, whatever. I don't know whatever terrible things or good things are going to happen to you. But all of the things are on Rosh Hashanah. Whereas your situation, vis-a-vis Olam Habo, whatever that means, the cost of your terrible things, put what that means. Your status up there, whatever, your scorecard is kept up there, that Tzadikim Gemurim is taken care of by Rosh Hashanah. But the Zohar says, when we all wish our friends because of Tzadikim Gemurim, we are saying something which is wrong, because this worldly matters, no one is Tzadikim. We are talking about this world. We want it. We should have a Mabu, we should have Tzadikim, we should have a Tzadikim. So you say, I want Tzadikim. That's the Zohar basis himself on that. Because it's a very spare Shaila. Tzadikim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim. It's not true. If you summon a Tzadikim Gemurim, we'll die. So what happens? So that would be, says, no. Tzadikim Gemurim, the 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 biggest Tzadik in the world, but this did, it came out losing. He's lifted the net from the Alpha of the Alpha of Nisa. He's a righteous man, although the other way around. That's a Makwan the person in the Ramba. So how far, till when did you say that? We always say the first night of the. You say the second night answer? Yes or no? Yeah, but generally the answer is no. I mean, all true that I've been in, they don't say the Shanatovich because why not? We assume the other person. That the Shema is where, the Shema rather is where, on the first day answer. Aleph is red. Just because we happen to keep 2 days of taking the Yoyna to the Shluch and Yoyzin, and in the old days, they keep it a while. So in the old days, with the Bez and Shomal, passing 1 day here, 2 days there, the Pasch, the Bez and Shomal knows when Aleph Tishrei is. They don't take it by then. So they pass an upright. The first day, Rosh Hashanah. Yes.
And it's another thing in September. It's September matches of the Gazoo. Right. They're more around the Gazoo. Mm-hmm. Here too. Second day. Now that we keep today.
No. The Chazal can't change the Tevah. Atim afil the Shog, and Atim afil the Mezid, and Atim afil the Bez says it's a Yerushalayim, and it's Chodesh Nuba, and Nuba, and then it's right. So the Bez said that Monday is Aleph Tishrei.
But the Bez is Yom Arifta.
So the Bez said that Yom Arifta means you gotta base it in all the disaster of the. But it's still Yom Tishrei. I mean, of the base of Muslim, we've understood this in Rosh Hashanah, and for a fool, it could be maybe supposed to even. It's not just not the first day. We're not knowing nothing. But I'm sorry, I understand. Now, flow. So this is the question as far as what is it costing? Is it costing the top poop say bay sit test? So not closer to the more. Let's read it for a second. That's it. The Rura says, the Goyin is master to the Ramah. So when can you say it? Ad Chatzol Tayyot. Doesn't know what I'm wrong. The Pas says the second day, but we don't pass it. Parah. So we don't have a Polish as that. We don't say it. Why Chatzol? Oh. Why go Chatzol to the first day? But apparently that's the problem you could do. That's why that's why just to shout why they have to dive into their chatzot. The tuch chatzot, you want to be caught gossiping. So the din is tuch chatzot. The din is giving on a person is tuch chatzot. So therefore, you can spend a little bit. You want to make spend right there. But tuch chatzot still needs to be in school. Where does that come from? It's the Muslim, it's the Rosh Hashanah, that the din is in a 3 hour period. What 3 hour period? First of all, I think the first 3 hours. The first 3 hours is still not too good time to be judged, but then it's the next 3 hours. Let's think about that. So the crunch time for about, say, for your information, as soon as you follow the groin manner, is the 3 hours before Chatzot. Chatzot should settle be approximately 1:45, right? 1:45. And we're just about the equinox now, right? That means we're about 1:45 to 1:45 of the day. First day Rosh Hashanah. The 3 weeks. What did I say? Approximately. From Tosman Krishna, whatever it is. What's going to be Tosman Krishna, Chuck? Tosman Krishna. And so Chatzos, those 3 hours approximately on Monday, it's the end of the day. You should always be in the day. But But those 3 hours is going to be a special good day. I once wanted to say a Kiddush with yes. If you wake up at dawn, wake up at dawn. If not, you wake up whenever you wake up. Just wake up at time for soup. I taught it up somehow. It seems to be a big conflict as to what exactly is the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, a day of crying, Rosh Hashanah, a day of tibbet. And on one hand, we find crying and tarnation, the Gonim have, right? On the other hand, we have the Tzeret Tzotzim, which says, Yikedra Hashem Yerushem, you have to go out and eat and drink and everything. Supposed to stay for Ezra. How do you resolve these two things? How do you resolve it? I thought of an incredible parent. So I'll just share with you, and then after go, because you up in class and have a halal children, and I want to watch you all a good youngster. But let me just say that we're living with a kiddush that was suggested. A radical kiddush. Radical. Not much a radical kiddush. Listen carefully. The Vilna Gaon says that says the Pasuk, out of Ablu be out of Tishri. You can't cry Rosh Hashanah either. You can eat, happy, don't cry. So the Maaser Rav actually held like you deserve it, not the Pesach Hatzot. Again, somebody says in the Beis Ramor yesterday. And you shouldn't cry. The Ramor says, okay, you should stop the Dr. Pesach Hatzot. And the Aris are all sort of the disquire Rosh Hashanah. What's that? That's one of the following a new parent. For those who feel that you can go past that soul, nobody you can cry, I think the parents are physical. But I wanted to say a radical distinction, which it's so radical I'm saying I've never seen the cells here, but I'll say then anyway, the test is that. When a person is being judged, you should be crying. You should see what goes on, people are judged and the bed, the bust of the dog, how they're shaking and trembling, we all might be, how the home of the next position, of Melach, Mach, and Lachamah, so they grow. But it seems to me that this applies only to the first day of the show. Because the first day of the show is the first show. So all right, we don't do the show of the cost of the second night. The first day of the show is strong. Second day, however, no difference. I thought about that. It's true, but it's not the Eucharist. So therefore, the male is supposed to be in a happier mood. Oh. Look carefully in the paper, Ezra, what happened was the following. I said it before, the last night. He knows Ezra, the Ela, for Messina, El Mubra. Now he knows Ezra. That was the one time El Mubra. So the second day was, what happened? The second day was the first day, right? The second day was the Elam Uber. So like this. That means it's about the Din Vashanayim, as you said before, was sold by Beth Samasa, was to sold to the second day. To the second day. That's what it said. Okay? So it's like this. We have this Indian of so the Mela, the Rabbi, as it said, on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, today's Yom Kippur, but it's the post of Rosh Hashanah, the Testament day. Okay? Today's Yom Kippur, go out to eat, go out to drink. And don't cry, and don't have a veil. You know why? Because it's the Sabbath of tomorrow. The Yom HaDin is going to be tomorrow. Today was also Rosh Hashanah. So only one. So look at those two tests of the days of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh Hashanah without Yom HaDin, that was the regular Yom HaDin. So the is Yom HaDin, which that year was the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But for all the years ever since, for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so then maybe there's an Indian of, crying, etc. So the nice thing. So for us, we do everything the same day, second as the first, because they're really all the Dalvo. we go back to the second day also. It goes fast second day also. But as far as crying, no zills when it comes to crying. But what does that mean? That means that you cry, you feel like you can feel that crying. So I feel like crying on the first day of Shabbat, the course of my intention, that's when I'm being judged. The second day is time, the third day is Shabbat. So, according to the Pesach, so the Matzah Chaim says, well, if you have the first day that didn't push it, and the second day that didn't rough it, and the Ari says that you cry, then you're being judged. The intent is to cry the second day, and you judge like, well, it didn't rough it. What does that mean, did you rough it, rough it? So in my opinion, without knowing what's going on in the Zohar Kodesh, etc., etc., I think it means as follows. Crap. The Yom Tzadikim are judged on the first day, Yom Adin. So a person who's a tzaddik is judged with this kashrut. He can be a tzaddik. Because everybody wants to be a tzaddik. You can't say, I have a tzaddik. But every person would like to be in the category of a tzaddik. He's judged the first day. Even if he's a benedict, once the Aminik, he's a favorite son of Elvis, he's positive. So if he's a benedict, what happens? He's fully involved in this blood, and that's our human children. First, the second day was the Shana, being the first day of the remainder of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and still was the Shana, so it is not the Yuchat Bedin for the Benedim. For the Benedim, of course, was for the Bedin Rafa, who I thought it was not the doctor Shabbat. I thought it was a Tzach Shat in the double Nisper of the Ariza. So the male could be that that's what it means by that Ariza. But I think that the distinction in the first day might exist in terms of how you feel, and how you really act, how you feel. So we just discussed a few hours, and many, many more to say, and before Yom Kippur gets tomorrow, to the Kippur. I want to wish you all a good Yom Kippur, and a Shor Tovah, the Kosher, and the Kosher, and the Kosher, and the Kosher, and see you all this on Wednesday. We'll start Shema to Shema Wednesday, it's about 10:45 to 11:00. And,